the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
What we're trying to do is create the electrical sounds of the universe using the newly attained music of inner space.
Once again, fans of the greatest 60s underground rock music, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, and it is episode 391. And this week we are looking at the more psychedelic end of the 60s garage rock and garage punk spectrum. Got underway with a cover of a track that pops up regularly here on Retrospect in various languages, I've got to say. I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, as done by a band called Deviled Ham. I think somewhat of a sucksploitation release, perhaps. A release on Super K Records 1968. Psychedelic rock record from 1968 on Super K, a division of Buddha. And that album contains a sidelong theatrical psychedelic epic. Sounds cool. So Deviled Ham, picture and information up on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Find them both. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk, Garage Rock and Psychedelia.
Well, for me, no band says the psychedelic end of 60s garage punk better than this one. 13th Floor Elevators out of Texas from the Sign of the Three-Eyed Men multi-disc set. This is the stereo version of this track, originally on the Psychedelic Sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators, 1966. You don't know how young you are.
Understand.
I love records.
Retrospect.
When you feel so windy.
Don't be afraid to open up. There's nothing bad around. Nothing here can hurt you. Don't let it bring you down. It's just a nice surprise. It's just a nice surprise. It's just a nice surprise.
Religion? What a laugh that would give the gang. Those resources and others are available to him, but he thinks only a pal can help. Help split this square world. Help him forget everything and everybody. He's been dragging the weed now long enough to want to try a bigger kick. In his present frame of mind, the bigger, the better. Psychologically, he's ready to make the big C. His pals have introduced new crops, and he's anxious to examine. Caution, intelligence, normal defenses go up in hot smoke.
Did you ever want something that you never had, and you tried all your life to get, then it made you sad, and people said it wasn't right to keep you up most every night till there was no place where you could go. It's only a reflection. It's only a reflection. It's only a reflection of something that happened long ago. Find what you left me for. What it was that you left behind. And the sadness fills your eyes when you stop to realize. And people said it wasn't right to keep you up most every night till there was no place where you could go. It's only a reflection. It's only a reflection. It's only a reflection of something that happened long ago. It's only a reflection of something that happened long ago.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 391, Three Slices of American Psychedelic Garage Music. 13-4 Elevators, top of the set, You Don't Know How Young You Are, out of Texas, as were the second band, Interestingly, very similar sound, and often comparisons are drawn between them. Unfairly, I think, the second band, the Golden Dawn, often referred to as not quite copycats of the 13th Floor Elevators, but being hugely influenced by them. Unfair, I say, because their one album, Power Plant, was released in 1968. It had, in fact, been recorded in 1966, was withheld by international artists, specifically to come out after Easter Everywhere by the 13th Floor Elevators. So, not copycats, but very, very similar sound and contemporaries of the Elevators. So we had the Golden Dawn out of Texas with A Nice Surprise. And then from Las Vegas, Nevada, formed 1966, the Lollipop Shop. Members had been in bands such as The Lords, then in The Weeds, a band that gained somewhat of a cult following, a successful single called It's Your Time. They got the attention of Uni Records, a subsidiary of MCA, signed them up to a recording contract, but it was insisted that they change their name to the Lollipop Shop to kind of piggyback on the bubblegum pop music thing, which was a little unusual because their music really wasn't bubblegum at all. It really was a mix of garage and psychedelia, as seen on their 1968 album Just Colour, and tracks on compilations such as Pebbles Volume 8. So the Lollipop Shop, it's only a reflection.
Phil Gray
in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
Here's a band out of Taylor, Michigan, together from 66 to 69. Band members including lead vocalist Ron Stoltz and guitarist Rory Mack, who had played together in The Village Bows. They had a little bit of a revolving door thing for various reasons, including a member being drafted to serve in Vietnam. They eventually changed their name to The US, but at this point in their career, they were known as the Unrelated Segments. Here's their track, Hey Love.
Problems in your mind. Hey love, devils have all
I'm Phil O'Brien, host of RNZ's Matinee Idol, and I'm listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Eastern shores, they seem so full of promise. Minarets, they lacerate the skyline. Opposing seas, we drift into the harbor. Gulls, they die with screams of Alexander. Holds his book of numbers. Buildings jangle with the children's laughter. Mount Olive gathers eyes on distant beaches. A woman's face dissolves, I hear her screeches. Step with the knife of words. Young girl marries with bouquet of letters. One life explodes and slides into the sea. The city lies buried beneath the curses.
Don't like volume for its own sake, or the way the words are often drowned out by drums and amplifiers.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you. reaching for his pen, he then commenced to try to write the story of his life. Working all day and sleeping all night, what was there to say? What was there to write? Loving is for rich men, hating is for poor men, money is for fighters, crying is for writers. Living in the shadows of his own little world, his face never seen, his voice never heard. An endless stream of sorrow it flows, a victim of the life he chose. Might as well write about the working of a 40 horsepower combustion
slices of psychedelic garage rock. The unrelated segments top of the set with Hey Love. Then a band called the Electric Banana, a very psychedelic sounding name. The band, though, as many of you will know, were in fact the Pretty Things, English rock band formed 1963 in London. 1967 album by the Pretty Things, under the name the Electric Banana, a stage name they took to hide the band's identity. They recorded a number of albums as the Electric Banana, including stock music for film soundtracks. Some of those tracks appeared on various horror movies and soft porn films in the 1960s. So we had a track off their 68 release, More Electric Banana, a track called Alexander, followed by Smoke Spoon, a track I'd describe as obscure garage punk, but hinting at heavy rock music to come. Smoke Spoon on Experience Records, 7-inch release from 1968, very much influenced by the Jimi Hendrix experience, particularly a track called I Don't Live Today, Smoke Spoon. Track's called Planetary Freakout. And wrapping the set out of the UK, the band is called July. They had an album called Dandelion Seeds. Bunch of material re-released by Bam Caruso Records. So the release from 1968. Band members in their late teens and early 20s when they recorded it. Those guys had been in a group called the Tomcats. Pretty much unknown in the UK, their home country. But apparently quite a following in Spain of all places. So July, track called Crying is for Writers. Stay tuned, Global Garage, coming up straight after this. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, here's a track that many of you perhaps will know from Volume 28 of the Pebble series. The one titled The Continent Lashes Back, European Garage Beat and Psych Rarities, Sweden Part 3. The band called The Shakers, formed in Gothenburg, 1964, emerging out of a band called The Rangers, released 11 singles, sold almost 20,000 copies. This one gave its name to a well-known compilation. It is called Who Will Buy These Wonderful Evils? Picture of this band, The Shakers, up on Instagram and Facebook. We'll be right back.
fallacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children. Perversion for profit.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Trabalhar. Um, dois, três, quatro.
Trabalhar. Gosta de trabalhar,
trabalhar,
e nem coragem tenho de experimentar,
trabalhar.
Se você me quiser, sempre sou.
Of Global Garage. We started the set off with The Shakers, Who Will Buy These Wonderful Evils, then a track off volume 19 of the Pebbles compilation, The Continent Lashes Back, European Garage Beat and Psych Rarities Part 3, Denmark, from 1968 on Jack's Beat Records, appropriate label for this track. The band is called Mad Sound, the track called To Masturbate. Interesting title and topic for a 60s track, but very cool, actually very much based on the riff to Hey Joe. So Mad Sound out of Denmark. Then another track from The Bubbles. We had them back in episode 390, originally from Brazil. They're the first formation of a group that became a Bolha. So a release came out called Raw and Unreleased, contains their only 45 from 1966 and a bunch of unreleased studio tracks, including covers from The Beatles and The Yardbirds. So we had The Bubbles with Trabalha, cover of For Your Love. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Here's a track from an incredibly rare LP out of France, described as rare French weirdo psych LP, the only release from Jean Lafenic. Well, I say the only release, apparently there was also a demo 7-inch release. Described as mellow soft psych, but full of unique sound effects, spatial electronic sounds and fuzz explosions, creating a weird out there atmosphere. Jean Lafenic, off a 1969 LP called Fantastic with a PH. Jean Lafenic, L'Abandon is the track out of France.
L'ombre de Monsieur Barnabé s'est soudain détachée du mur où le soleil l'avait plaqué. Et s'en allant de son côté a quitté l'auteur de ses jours pour aller faire trois petits tours. Quand Barnabé s'en aperçut, ne fut pas même étonné. Les abandons ne comptaient plus, pourquoi son nom serait-elle resté? Resté. Dit Barnabé, Barnabé, que devient-il? Et la première à le quitter, ce fut sa femme un soir de mai, le soir où il avait trop bu. Et puis ce furent ses enfants qui bientôt suivirent leur mère à la recherche d'un autre père. Et ces minables amitiés qu'il avait presque achetées se sont éparpillées autant comme des feuilles dans le vent. Dans le vent. Barnabé, Barnabé, que devient-il? Et puis ce fut le tour du chien, lui est resté fidèle encore, qu'importe puisqu'il en est mort. Il ne lui restait que son ombre et maintenant elle est partie de son côté faire sa vie. Il n'y a que des étrangers et leurs soupçons et leurs méfiances, point ne veulent être dérangés dans leur indifférence. Barnabé, que deviens-tu? Maintenant qu'il est vraiment seul, que plus rien ne lui appartient, sinon un peu de son destin. Maintenant plus rien n'est à perdre, pas même le temps, pas même les heures, serait-ce presque le bonheur. Barnabé rentra chez lui, il se trouva devant sa glace, alors ne vit plus devant lui qu'un insondable espace. Barnabé s'est abandonné.
Getting towards the end of this week's Retrospect, episode 391, we've been exploring the psychedelic end of 60s garage. That always throws up a mixture of psychsploitation albums and just interesting curios. This is one. We've had the band before. They're called Captain Groovy and His Bubblegum Army. Bubblegum March appeared back in episode 353. I'm sure that one's still available via all good places, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and your favorite podcasting app. Captain Groovy and His Bubblegum Army from Los Angeles, 1968 release. In fact, a studio project constructed by Bubblegum Music Kings Jerry Cassinets and Jeff Katz, who were also the masterminds behind the 1910 Fruit Gun Company, The Music Explosion, and the Ohio Express. So they had 145 in 1969 on the Super K label. Joey Levine, lead singer of Ohio Express, was the singer of the song. It's the B-side of a 45 called Dark Part of My Mind, Part 1. Oh, That is Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army, Dark Part of My Mind Part 1, B-side of the Soul 45 from the Studio Group, originally intended to be the soundtrack to a cartoon series titled Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army that never got off the ground. Great way to wrap this episode of Retrospect. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please remember your feedback is always welcome. Head to our Instagram, Retrospect60s Garage Punk, or our Facebook page. You can message me there. And we're going to wrap it with another curio. It is by Electric Piano Playground. LP released on Bell Records, 1967. Also a single of Good Vibrations released 1967 on Bell. But Electric Piano Playground, not that that was a real group, of course, did release a full LP called Psychedelic Seeds. This one is from that LP. It is I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, just like we came in on this episode. So seeing you off for this week, Electric Piano Playground, I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. With Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, a horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.